Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Another sizzling day in the forecast. The high expected to be 90 degrees. The winds are to 20 miles per hour. Put on that sunscreen. You're going to play a round of golf. Volcano, it's chillier. It's 908 for you and 62 degrees. Poipu Bay has a 950. Royal Hawaiian, a 936. The Kahili course has a 930. And Wailea, they aerated 2 weeks ago, but it's $50 for Kama'aina and wide open on the gold at the Emerald course. What a lot of wonderful golf we have going on. We've got Tom Watson. He's at the top of the leaderboard, or at least very close to it, because Miguel Angel Jimenez, he's going for his second major on the Champions Tour. Yes, it's really exciting watching these guys play at St. Andrews. It's such a beautiful course. We're back at Gullen for the Ladies Scottish Open. Tiffany Jo had a 62 on the first day. Giddy leading after two rounds. Now Amy Yang is celebrating her birthday at the top of the leaderboard. We've got some reflections. The Open last weekend was amazing. The way the close came together, and we've got Golf Channel analyst and commentator and Mr. Hawaii, Mark Rolfing, standing by. We're going to thank the people first to make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
This is a really special summer. We've had two events played, men and women, at Gullen, not far away at, of course, St. Andrews. The Champions Tour, the PGA Champions, are playing this weekend, another major, they're open. And last weekend, it was Carnoustie and Mark Rolfing. Do you think she played out as Carnasty or Carnicely?
Well, it was a little bit of both, Danielle, and good morning to you and everybody out in the island. I will tell you, a week later, I still look back on that. And I think I will remember that as one of my favorite championships of my career. I love Scotland anyway. I love the kind of golf over there. And I just thought the course played fantastic. And what a collection of guys, really, that had a chance to win that, all the way from Tiger Woods to Rory McIlroy. And in the end, the best player in the world right now, and certainly the world rankings don't reflect it, but Molinari is the best player in the world right now, as far as I'm concerned. And he won, didn't make a bogey on the weekend. It was just a great championship.
It was, absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. And just at the end of Saturday, I thought, you know, this is very interesting. There are no controversies. We're just watching golf. And the course is hard enough, and they're playing it so beautifully. And we're just enjoying the golf that's being presented and that they're playing. And what's amazing to me is Molinari, 12 years ago, wasn't he a caddy at the Masters?
He was a caddy at the Masters, and it really is just a great story. And one of the things that I liked the most about last week at the Open, and there were a lot of American golf fans over there that I talked to about this, was how fast the rounds played. The time par, the amount of time it took the final group on Sunday in the final round of effectively the World Championship was 3 hours and 55 minutes. That's the way you should play golf. And, you know, it hasn't rained in Scotland all summer, so the fairways were firm and fast, and they probably looked a little brown on TV, but that's the way golf should be played. Because you're going to shoot the lowest scores in your life, you're going to hit the longest drives in your life, and you're going to play in a lot less time. So I hope everybody in America took notice to just how great that golf was.
Yeah, and it's such a different game. I mean, when you're playing links, you're playing the land. You have to keep it low. You don't go up and then down and then up and then down. And it's the putting, everything is, there's it's about the land. It's not about the air.
Yeah, you have to play along the ground. And I knew McIlroy was in trouble. I was with his group on Sunday. He had 88 yards to the first hole. He hit the longest drive by far all day. Had 88 yards downhill straight into the wind. He could have putted it. He literally could have hit a putter onto the green from there. He could have chipped it or hit a hybrid or bumped it along the ground, done anything. And he chose to hit a sand wedge and hit it straight up in the air. And by the time it was done, it almost came back and hit him in the face. And it didn't even come close to ending up on the green. And pretty quickly he realized, you know, come on, this is just screaming play along the ground, Rory. And in the end he did. He came up a little bit short, but it was just a fascinating week. And you're absolutely right. The game is played along the ground up there, not in the air.
Yeah, that's why you can take that driver and just leave it at home. But it was interesting watching Tiger take out the driver a couple of times. And what about, you know, for the most part, what I loved about it, too, listening, of course, you know, it's all facets of your senses are involved when you're watching something as captivating as the Open at Carnoustie was, is the galleries are so respectful of everybody playing. There's applause, and it's polite. And then there was Tiger with that one guy who goes right in his backswing, whatever he said. I was like, who are you? And the fact that Tiger Woods didn't swear at him was amazing. I would have been...
Well, we still don't know who that was, but there's a lot of speculation that it was an American. I can almost assure you it was not a Scot. I would say maybe five times all week long, I heard somebody yell something like mashed potatoes or all the nonsense that we hear at tournaments in American. And the voice that I heard a couple times clearly was an American voice. Mm. It was not a Scottish voice. So they are respectful. You'll see a lot of shots from 150 yards that a player will hit to 25 feet. And get a big round of applause because people know how good a shot that is.
Yeah.
You hear a lot more applause on chip shots and shots out of those rebetted bunkers and things around the green where the people, you know, go wild over how good the shot is. And it may not look that good on TV, but they know how hard a shot it is. So they're just wonderful golf fans, very knowledgeable.
Yes, they love the short game as much as the long game. And we're so obsessed with length and distance and how hard and how far you can hit the driver. And they're more in the finesse game. And that made watching the Open at Carnoustie a treat to see that that short game being embraced by everyone and all of the players. There weren't any were against him or for him. It was for the game, and that was for me just chicken skin. I really had a great time. And so I have a question that I it just keeps popping in my mind. I'm going to save it for later. It has to do with Ryder Cup picks. But your takeaway, you were following Molinari at the end with Tiger. What were your thoughts on Tiger's game?
You know, I thought Tiger played really well. You know, the fairway bunker shot at number 10 was one of the best shots he's hit probably in the second half of his career. But, you know, again, kind of like he did in Tampa, when he got into the lead, he just backed off a little bit. It wasn't the same Tiger that we were used to seeing 20 years ago where he would just take a one-shot lead and turn it into a three-shot lead.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little tentative at the end, but all in all, I give him really high marks. And I right now got a week off, and I'm in between kind of the Open and the PGA Championship in St. Louis next week, and I am really thinking that Tiger is just about my favorite next week at Belle Reve. I really look for him to have a great week, and I think a really good chance to win that PGA.
Oh, that'd be fabulous. And that would, of course, give him the points, I think, necessary to kick him up into the top eight Ryder Cup automatic choices. If you know, to earn his way in to that field. And I was watching Phil Mickelson. I'm watching Tiger Woods. If you had to pick between those two, who would you pick?
Both. I don't know, Danielle. There is no scenario that Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods aren't on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. They will both have to be on that team. I absolutely believe that. That's why Jan Furyk is rooting for both of them to play really well the next 2 weeks so they can get enough points, because if they don't get in that top eight, and Furyk has to use two wildcard picks, which he would do, he definitely would pick Woods and Mickelson. That only gives him two more, and that's going to put him in a pretty tough spot. There will be some really top players left off of that team. So yeah. He and everybody else is rooting hard for them to qualify by the end of next week.
I'm glad you said both, because I was going, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, I can't choose between the two. They both need to be there, and yet there are so many strong U.S. players right now who have earned their way up to the top of those points lists. Some may not be playing as well as they could be at this point. And I was surprised to see Dustin Johnson not be able to play the ground. What happened with Dustin at Carnoustie?
Yeah, he had a little trouble adjusting. Although I will say this, France, in September, is going to play a little more like an American course. The Golf Club de National in Paris is not a links. In fact, what American viewers are going to see is a lot of water at the end of that course. It looks a little bit, in some ways, like Doral almost. So I think it's actually, in some ways, going to favor the American players a little bit more than if they were playing on a links. But Dustin, I think, just didn't really adapt to Carnoustie. The guys that really, I think, are the big question for the Americans, if you look at Jim Furyk and you look at Tiger and you look at Phil, you know, they're in that age group where they would really lean toward having two players, Zach Johnson and Matt Kuchar, on that team. Neither are qualified right now, but I can't imagine them wanting to leave those two off the team. If those two had to get two more of the wild card picks, so he had Woods, Mickelson, Kuchar, and Zach Johnson, that would then leave a lot of guys off the team, like Bryson DeChambeau. It would leave off a Brian Harman, or potentially Webb Simpson, who's now moved into eighth, but he may not stay there. He'll end up being eighth or ninth or tenth on the list. So Furyk really is rooting hard for those veteran players to get in that top eight. Yeah. Otherwise, he's going to have to use picks on them.
Yeah, and it was great how he said that he's not going to automatically, Tiger Woods isn't automatically in, he's going to have to show me. You know, so I thought that was cool. But the same token, I thought,
wait a minute, Danielle. Yeah, it was cool to say. I agree. That was the right thing to say. But there's no way he's not picking Tiger.
All right, we're just staying with Scotland and St. Andrews, because it's St. Andrews. And the PGA champions are playing the Senior Open at St. Andrews. That is a wonderful course to watch. And Tom Watson, what is he, 68? He's like at close to the top of the leaderboard. This man wants to get a major at St. Andrews, something he has not had.
Well, there's another story going on with Tom Watson that I'll tell you about, Danielle. And that I think everybody knows his wife, Hillary, is fighting a really tough cancer, and she has had a setback not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. It was almost for sure Tom was not going to be able to go to Scotland at all, and of course he dearly wanted to play in the Open, Senior Open, and I think he is playing this one for her way more than he's playing it for him. So if somehow he could pull this thing off, and already the showing he's made has been remarkable, but this one has a real special meaning for Tom, specifically because of White Hillary.
Got it. And I want to thank MD Anderson for making it possible for me to talk with Mark Rolfing, because...
me too. I thank him too. There you go.
Awesome. This is Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. He's, of course, golf analyst and golf commentator. You see him on Golf Central. You see him on Live From whenever there is a major. So we're going into the PGA Championship, but this won't happen next year. Everything is kind of changing, and we'll have the Open as the final event before going to, let's say, the FedEx Cup, and then whether it's the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup, those will be the closing events of the year. Is that how it's shaping up?
That's how it's going to shake up. The big change starts in March when the Players' Championship moves back to its original March date. I really like that. I think that's a tremendous move. The second big thing is, of course, the Masters occurs in April. That's never going to change. But then the PGA Championship, moves from August to May. And the reason that's really good, Danielle, is that there's 29,000 members of the PGA of America that are all golf professionals. And the majority of those professionals are seasonal. And so the spring is their time to really shine, particularly in the Midwest and in the northern parts of the U.S. So to have their championship in May makes a whole lot more sense, I think, than it does to have it in August at the end of the summer. So the PGA moves to May. Then you have the U.S. Open, and the Open is the final major. But the best part of this whole thing could well be that the FedEx Cup playoffs now finish before Labor Day. They finish on Labor Day weekend, and that is before the beginning of the NFL season. I think it's going to totally elevate the FedEx Cup playoffs, and I think this new schedule starting next year is going to be really good. People are going to really, really like it.
Yeah, and I like it. I like it already. It's going to be, of course, everybody talks about whether the weather is right for and whether the PGA of America is going to have to look for different places to play. Do you think that's going to play out, that they're going to have a hard time finding courses that are weather adapted?
You know, they're going to New York to Bethpage. We're going to find out right away. That's where the PGA Championship is next year. So, me being a Chicago guy, born and raised there, there's a lot of speculation. You know, could you play in Chicago in May? Otherwise, you know, you'd never have a PGA Championship back there again, which, of course, a couple of the greatest ones, the one Tiger won, it was at Medina. So I don't know. I'll tell you this. They couldn't have played this last May in Chicago because the winter didn't end until about the end of April.
Yeah.
So I would think there'll be a big question mark about some of these northern facilities and whether or not you can go back to Oak Hill, let's say, or in New York, or Hazeltine. You know, that's going to be a question going back there for a PGA. Minnesota and they, wow. They're going to need a lot of good luck. But all in all, the changes to the schedule are very positive.
Yeah, and now that there's going to be a new man at the top of the PGA of America making some of these decisions after he decided to switch and go to NBC, there's a lot on the plate of the incoming PGA of America president, isn't it? What is his... I can't remember.
He's the CEO. The president is a volunteer position,
right,
a PGA professional position. But, being a member of the PGA and Wes Wylie-Hu and everybody out in Hawaii know this very well. There's really two parts of that business. There's the business of the Ryder Cup and the PGA and all the big money and TV. But there's also, you know, the business of managing 29,000 professionals and careers and job creation and diversity and all that. So you really need a multi-talented kind of guy. Pete Bevacqua is unique. I am thrilled to have him as my boss at NBC. I'll tell you, he is going to be phenomenal. And I think because of that, you know, there's a pretty good likelihood you're going to see the PGA Championship over in NBC. I'd really be surprised if you didn't. But I think how the organization deals with its members and all their issues is really going to be key for the new CEO, because certainly the membership and the issues they deal with in Hawaii are different than the ones they deal with in Illinois or North Carolina or Florida. It's a very, you know, very diverse kind of job that needs a lot of qualities in the CEO.
Yeah, and Bevacqua did a really good job, like you said, and I certainly understand why he wanted to take that position that he got. It's a really a big big jump, and anyone would want to do that, I can imagine, having his experience. Now, you talk about PGAs, and we've got Top Golf coming into Hawaii, and PGAs are hired at Top Golf to be teaching professionals to be a part of the Top Golf experience, which is a driving range. It's also an entertainment area. It's a restaurant. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to have meetings. It's a lot of things, and we could have a Top Golf. You were having listening meetings, listening tours. How's it going?
The listening tours are going really well. We're doing them in two phases, and phase one is going on right now, and will continue for about another month. And that is going to be primarily with the community associations, the neighborhoods, the residents around the Alawai. Groups like the Waikiki Improvement Association, the Waikiki Board, and so we're doing that group right now and listening it, and then after that we're going to really begin talking seriously with all the golfers and what the golfers want, because obviously the golfers and their desires in some cases are different from the residents, let's say. And the residents might be more concerned about things like traffic or lights or something like that than the golfers are. But right now we're getting some tremendous feedback. And generally, I will tell you, the response has been extremely positive. I'm feeling even way better about it than I did a year ago when I was still in the planning stages. I think it is the right thing. It's the right product. People are really going to be surprised at how minimally invasive the lights are. The lights on the Top Golf facility at Alawai will not be as bright and direct a light as what is there right now on the driving range. There's actually going to be less lighting. You're not going to see it as much from the outside areas. The noise, these facilities are being built so contained now that the noise all stays inside. They've done all kinds of studies on Top Golf that are built everywhere. And people are really, as they listen and as they talk with us on these listening tours, are shocked when they really see how minimal the effect is. I will tell you one more thing, Danielle. I've seen this design right now that's still in its early stages, but it is just a phenomenal building. It blends in so well with the environment, and I just think the people of Hawaii are going to be so proud. It is not going to look like your normal Top Golf. People are expecting to see something like Vegas or Phoenix. This is Top Golf Hawaii, and it's got lots of landscaping, and it really blends in with the environment.
And that's what Top Golf does. They go into the community, they get the customs, they get the lay of the land, the way people are. They make it part of the culture, and that, I think it's a really cool organization. I'm glad you're a part of this whole process. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, and president and founder of Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. Love talking with you, Mark. Thanks so much. I have a PGA to tell us about.
Thank you very much. I'll be out there next week.
Aloha. Next week? You're coming next week? That's fantastic.
Well, coming right after the PGA.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. And we'll be watching you on Golf Channel. Aloha. We're going to come back now and talk with a gentleman who has something for your game. It's called TrackMan. And his name is Kevin Shimomura. And he's over at Ko'olina. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we're not going to have a lot of thunder and lightning today. We're going to have a really hot day, a really great day for you to work on your game. Kevin Shimomura, Director of Instruction and Player Development at Ko'olina, the 2017 Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State and the 2017-2019 Aloha Section PGA Board of Director member. So he is on it and working hard. And I got this email, TrackMan launch monitor now at Ko'olina, maximize your playing potential. So what I had to talk to TrackMan's Andrew Forrest last weekend, you know, to talk about what is TrackMan? Because after all, they were having the TrackMan learning seminar at Ko'olina Golf Club. And that's where the junior development and TrackMan training came this is for kids too. This isn't for just for adults or people who have been in the game. TrackMan's for everybody, and that's why Kevin Shimomura, PGA Director of Player Development, is here. Kevin, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us how, you know, if I were to come over and have a TrackMan lesson, what would we be doing?
So what TrackMan does is it tracks pretty much every single club and ball data that you can think of. It tracks your face angle, your club path. It tracks your attack angle, club head speed, your efficiency on how you make contact with the golf ball, the curvature of the golf ball. So it basically shows everything that your golf ball does with the motion that you make. And so what this really does, we'll get you on the driving range, we'll have you hit a few shots, get some what I call base numbers from your golf swing. And based on that and your goals, what it does is it helps the student really get a feel, and what the numbers do on TrackMan, it quantifies the feel for the student. So the student starts to gain more confidence as he sees the numbers we try to get to, and gives him more confidence that he's heading in the right direction. He or she is heading in the right direction.
And sometimes people say, oh, I don't know enough about golf. I don't play that much. I'm not that good. I don't need something like TrackMan. But I tend to think that may be something exactly why people need to go and find out. You can help them get better from the very beginning.
That's 100% true. And what the TrackMan, like I said, what it does is it quantifies a student's feel. So a lot of times you get higher handicappers or whatever it may be that, you know, want to hit a draw, but they don't know the feels to do so. And so with the help of TrackMan and, you know, the instructor, what this does is it quantifies that feel. So when they see the number and I tell them, look, we need to get this closer to this number, and we're going to work on this little drill to get there. Once they see that and they see them getting close to that number, they know that they're headed in the right direction, and now they have a feel that they can practice on their own.
I'm glad, Kevin, that you brought in the instructor, because if I were to be me and the TrackMan, I still wouldn't know how to get to any number. You would be the critical component in interpreting all the data, because it's way too much for me to even begin to comprehend at this level of my game, is what a lot of people would say, including myself. And so now you're going to say, okay, this is what happens when you strike the ball thusly. So let's get you to hold it better in your hand. Let's get your arm a little straighter. Let's get your backswing a little higher, whatever it is. That's where you come to play, and you can help people then feel how you need to get to a better number.
Correct. And the instructor is really the bridge between those numbers and the student's feel. The student, at any rate, does not need to know the numbers. That is for the, that is, to me, that is for the instructor to know. They don't need to know that. But once they see those numbers change, they know that, hey, I'm making a difference in my golf swing right now.
Yeah. Do kids like the TrackMan?
The kids love, you know. What we do with our juniors, especially our, you know, some of our kids club or just our private lessons that we have, you know, like I said, it tracks club head speed. So what I'll do is I'll have my juniors on TrackMan. Not necessarily to improve golf swing, but we're trying to see how fast they can swing the golf club. You know, and sometimes they'll swing it what they think is really hard, really fast, and their club head speed might be a little bit lower than they thought. And then they'll swing it another time, and they go, okay, well, that number is really fast. So now they get a feel for what makes them swing the club faster.
Yeah. I've seen a coach tell a student, you know, you're doing really good. You got great swing. Now go faster. And the student's like, go faster, okay? And they go faster, and then it whips. And then now do that again. So what you're doing is you're able to show them. They can then see, as you say, quantify. They can see, okay, when I swung it the first time, I was 50, and now I'm 60. And so you want to be higher.
Correct. You know, and like I said, we already talked about how it quantifies your feel, but the thing that I really like, the second thing that I really like about TrackMan is that it holds the instructor accountable for what they're telling the student. What TrackMan does is it tests my theories, it tests my philosophies on how to make a golf ball do what. And if I'm telling a student something and they do it and TrackMan says that it's not happening, it's on the instructor, not the student. So this also holds me accountable for what I tell my students.
So if I want to do a lesson with you, what do I need to do?
So you can give us a call, book a lesson. What we'll do is it's a $35 charge on top of the lesson to use our TrackMan for your hour of a lesson. We are actually doing a TrackMan launch in August, where we're doing $25 off the initial TrackMan fee. So basically what you're doing is you're getting a TrackMan lesson or a lesson with TrackMan for $10.
More than the regular lesson. That's awesome.
Correct. Right. On top of your regular lesson. So it's a big discount there.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be doing a long drive event on August 11th and August 18th from 10 to 12.
Long drive event? What does that mean? Am I going to compete?
Yeah. So what it is you're going to, it's a $10 buy-in, and you're going to get three attempts, and we're going to record your longest tee shot, and you're going to go up against whoever else decides to show up for the event during those time frames, and the winner is going to get a free round of golf here at Coalina.
I like it. That's great. So what if somebody says, well, you know what, I'm kind of teaching myself because I'm like so good, and I just want to come over and use the TrackMan. Would they be allowed to do that, or do they need to have somebody with them and pay that person?
Would definitely have to have somebody with you at this point. What we do is the TrackMan, we want to make sure that our students are, like I said, most people are not going to be familiar with the numbers or the setup of the TrackMan. So we would definitely have a professional there for this time. And like I said, if you wanted to just get out and try the TrackMan, if you've never been on it, this August promotion is going to be something that's right up your alley.
So we call Coalina. Do you have a number we should ring?
You can call me direct here at my office. It's 808-686-9064.
Okay, 9064?
Correct.
Okay, 808-686-9064. This is the only TrackMan on Oahu, is that correct?
Well, this is the only TrackMan at a facility that is open to the public.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. It's, you know, I don't know. How much did he say they were, like... $19,000?
It starts at 19. It does. It goes up to 25. You know, I want to clarify, we are the public facility that has it. We're the only outdoor public facility at the moment that has it.
Got it. So there are some people with indoor, but it's a huge investment, and it's awesome that Ko'olina has done that. And we're talking with Kevin Shimomura, PGA Director of Instruction and Player Development at Ko'olina, 2017 Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State, and the 2017-2019 Aloha Section PGA Board Member. Ko'olina, the number to call, Kevin, is 808-686-9064. Thanks for being on the show, Kevin.
Thanks for having me again, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and discuss, okay, we just talked about the physical game and the numbers and getting your body in the right position to do what it has to do. Now we're going to talk about the mind. David McKenzie, Golf State of Mind, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative.
Experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you were tuned in last weekend, you heard John Hopkins, a golf writer, and last year he was at Erin Hills. He watched Francesco Molinari practice into the night with David Allred, a British performance coach. He is different, and I love the fact that David McKenzie has picked up, he's a scratch golfer, by the way, and creator of Golf State of Mind, on this, what do they call it? Welcome into the clubhouse, David. Ugly practicing?
Yeah, hi, Danielle. Most golfers are practicing in a way that doesn't resemble the golf course in any shape or form. You know, we're focusing on our technique and hitting one ball on after the other without consequence. And so what Dave Allred was working on with Francesco Molinari was practicing ugly, he calls it. And so practicing that frustration that you have, you know, when you're on the golf course, the having consequences, you know, if I miss this putt or I make this putt, there's a consequence to it. And when you're standing on the first tee in a tournament, you know, you've got that nervous energy there. You're feeling that pressure because there is a consequence to every shot. And so what Francesco Molinari was doing with Dave Allred was training himself to be able to put his focus in the right place throughout his routines when the pressure is on, because pressure affects where you're putting your focus. So I'm sure when the average golfer is hitting shots on the driving range, the mind is quiet, there's an engagement with the target, there's a nice tempo to the swing, there's very little tension there. but then put them in a different situation, and that focus is in a different place. But the good news is that just like the technical side of the game, the mental game is something that can be learned and developed over time. And so Francesco Molinari, who played the last two rounds of a major championship without a bogey, which is the last time that was done was in 95, Steve Elkington winning the PGA. So it's been done once in the last 23 years, and to do that just requires unbelievable focus. And that's what he's been working on and training himself to do. He's already a very accomplished European Tour player, but playing in the last, you know, the last group or last couple of groups in a major championship is a completely different kettle of fish.
With Tiger Woods.
Exactly. The pressure of his entourage as well. Yeah. All the people watching.
Yes, yes. And shouting out things at the wrong time. That happened.
Right.
It was amazing. So, Allred says pressure is anything that interferes with someone's ability to be totally focused on the process. So how does he pressure people?
Well, you have to add consequences to your practice. So I would recommend that in any practice session, you have your block practice where you're working on your movement, whatever your swing coach has been working with you on to make your swing more efficient, you know, or your putting stroke. And then a random element to it, so randomizing each shot. So you could be hitting a low 7-iron to one target, a high 5-iron to another target, a sand wedge, half, you know, 50-yard shot or a 75-yard shot, and just randomizing it like it is on the golf course, because on the golf course we don't have the luxury of playing a second ball. But that random practice really kind of teaches you how to adapt to different situations quickly. Like you have to do it. And it challenges you as well. And when you're challenged, that's when your learning is most effective. So we go deep into that random practice, and then the final third of practice being competitive skills drills. So giving yourself challenges, you know, for putting, there's lots of different putting games that you can do, you know, a certain number in a row, or there's lots of ways you can put pressure on yourself with practice. And then on the driving range as well. Picking three targets, for example, 100, 150, 200, giving yourself a sort of a proximity to the hole that you think is where you should be, trying to get 3 out of 5 to each target, something along those lines, or hitting a narrowing fairway drill, which is starting off with a 50-yard wide fairway, hitting 3 balls down that, narrowing it into a 40-yard wide fairway, each time going through your, and then finishing with a 10-yard wide fairway. So you're really trying to increase pressure. And the consequence could be that you just can't leave the driving range or can't leave practice until you've completed those challenges. I mean, other players do things like, have to do push-ups or, you know, some kind of consequence to it. Obviously, you can't completely get the same kind of pressure that you feel when you're on the golf course, but you're, you can feel that frustration there when you're not able to complete a challenge, and that's kind of what you're looking for. To build the pressure and to test your process under pressure. So where is your focus throughout the whole routine? And we want that to be as consistent as possible. Target, visualization, if you visualize, the rehearsal of the shot, quietening your mind as you walk into the shot, still being able to hold on to that image of the shot before you're over the ball. So all those things that you're doing quite comfortably in sort of normal practice situations that becomes more difficult on the golf course, you're training yourself to get better at.
Get rattled so that you can, while you're practicing,
yeah.
Right? Apparently, Mr. Allred rattled Luke Donald so much, and Luke didn't want to do it. He's so intense in his training. When you say push-ups and practicing into the night and being willing to just take whatever is thrown at you. I think that's what Francesco Molinari, our champion golfer of the year, did. He 12 years ago, he was a caddy for his brother at the Masters. A couple of years ago, he made a commitment, and his commitment, he's fulfilling that commitment that he made by winning, you know, just the Open. He won the Open, plus he won. And he said it was difficult being in the United States. He had to make adjustments. That was probably a little bit of that rattling. And then adding that to this really intense mental challenge with the game, added and put it all together for him. We're talking with David McKenzie, scratch golfer. Are you still a scratch golfer?
There or thereabouts. I don't, with four kids, I don't get to play a whole lot as much as I would like, but I have to stay competitive.
Yeah, good. And, of course, creator of Golf State of Mind. Now, I get my Golf State of Mind newsletter in my inbox. It comes to me. How do people go about getting their Golf State of Mind newsletter?
Yeah, well, if you visit golfstateofmind.com, which is a website I put together, I think it was 10 years ago I started it. It's a lot of insight from my work as a mental coach. So I think I've written over 350 articles over the last 10 years. And so there's a lot of good free resources on there. And if you go and visit any of those articles, you can see there's a place to sign up. And I have a free Mental Game Fundamentals ebook, which has got a lot of good feedback on how to start learning the mental game of golf and improve those skills. But back to your point about Dave Allred, trying to making practice more difficult is important. The harder you can make practice, the easier the game becomes on the course. So that's what they were doing there with those challenges and it's obviously working. And yeah, he put Luke Donald through his paces, and it seemed to work very well for Luke Donald as well. So I think, just generally speaking, I know we all don't have a lot of time, but the way that golfers are practicing in this sort of, there's always the next ball mentality, and I see it a lot of driving ranges, you know, around my local area. Just, you know, these driving range bays are full. People spending, you know, hours hitting balls, but are they actually getting any better? That's up for debate. I would recommend less balls and more quality practice involving those elements that I was talking about there.
I see a lot of people almost hypnotized. They're on the driving range, and it's a process they're going through, de-stressing from the workday, and they just hit the ball, and they hit the ball. And they hit the ball, and I don't know the outcome at some point is even matters. And so what you're saying, David, is if you want that outcome, that time that you spend on the range, to be more than just a time where you just, you know, blank out, then you really need to give yourself something to shoot for, and the consequence is make yourself do push-ups if you don't get there, or you have to stay there until you accomplish the goal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it depends what your goals are. If your goals are just to use golf as a vehicle to relax and chill out after work, then great. Hit as many balls as you want. But if your goal is to get better and lower your scores, then I would certainly recommend more deliberate practice where you're actually simulating the golf course, simulating the consequences and the pressure that you're feeling when you're on that first tee of the club championship. You know, trying to feel your heart rate increase. And, you know, a little bit of tension there, and work and figure out how to deal with that pressure. I mean, that's what a lot of the tour players that I work with, you know, they're having those experiences, you know, under pressure, and they're trying to figure out what it is that changes for them under pressure. You know, is it the grip pressure changes? Is it the tempo changes? Is it that it's just harder for them to keep their focus during the routine, or what's happening in between shots? So that's part of the process of just being, you know, playing competitive golf, is understanding how your game changes under pressure. But in your practice, you know, you can simulate that to some extent and figure this out. So it's so you're training yourself, and it's not just that in these individual rounds you're getting to experience pressure, and it's all kind of new, and you don't really know what to do.
I can kind of completely relate to somebody like, you know, when you're training somebody, David McKenzie, Golf State of Mind, and they don't want to do it anymore, or they get angry, or you're pushing me too hard. That's exactly where you want them to be.
Exactly. Yeah, you're looking for that frustration. You know, yeah, golf is a difficult game, and you know, a huge part of becoming successful is being able to overcome adversity and build that mental resilience, that mental toughness. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to fulfill your potential as a player. So yeah, you're building that at the same time with some, you know, with making it hard and frustrating.
Yeah, and then if we want to have a session with you one-on-one via Skype or Facebook Live, is that possible?
Oh, yeah. So the beauty of coaching the mental game is that I don't need to see golfers' swings. So the remote coaching model works very well. I would say, you know, 90 to 95% of my students are remote, and you know, work with, as I said, tour players, college golfers, junior players, and club golfers as well, across the world. And we do 30-minute sessions via Skype or FaceTime once a week or once every other week. And there's a tab on my website, Mental Game Coaching or Coaching. And if you go there, there's a space to there's a link to set up a free consultation. So if anyone is interested, they can do that.
David McKenzie.
GolfStateOfMind.com.
GolfStateOfMind.com. GolfStateOfMind.com. David McKenzie is the creator. He's the man you're listening to. And he's got great newsletters that come out about what's happening. You know, he observes what's happening, and then he takes what's in the news and makes it real so that you can learn. It's really cool, David. Thank you for being on the show.
You're very welcome, Danielle. Nice to speak to you again.
Aloha. Coming back, we're going way out. Yes, we're going back to Scotland. We're going to Gullen. It's beautiful. I posted a video of the bay. It's just a beautiful golf course, and that's where the ladies are playing. And Tiffany Joe shot a 62, truly amazing. I didn't have that much luck today. I'm not going to pretend that she's still at the top of the leaderboard. But Amy Yang celebrating her birthday today. We're going to come back and talk with the tournament director of the Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
We always promise we're going to give away prizes, and we have a box of golf balls for you, and all you have to do is be the ninth caller. So if the line is busy, you just keep calling back, because you could very well be the ninth caller. The number is 546-5675. That's 808, because I'll send them to you wherever you are via priority mail. 808-546-5675. And I want to thank Atomic Penguins. Go to our website, radiogolfclub.com. That's where this show streams live from, radiogolfclub.com. It's also a podcast there. So after the show, if you missed something, you want to hear it again, radiogolfclub.com. Then you'll see what Atomic Penguins did for us. Reasonably priced, awesome websites by Atomic Penguins. And you can see their banner at the bottom at radiogolfclub.com. All right. Harry Owen is tournament director of the Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. You say, tournament director? They're managers and marketers, cheerleaders and bookkeepers, glad-handers and go-getters. Like symphony conductors, they must mesh a medley of people, players, and personalities into a slick, finely tuned machine, often with a smaller budget and support system than they'd like. Welcome into the clubhouse, Harry Owen.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great to join you from a breezy gullin.
A breezy, yes, a breezy gullin. And the guys, when they were playing the Scottish Open, they didn't have to deal with the breezy gullin. And I think the first couple of days it was less so, and now it's more so?
Definitely last couple of days have been unbelievably warm, really still conditions, temperatures in the sort of, 25, 26 degrees. And then, as with sort of true links golf, the wind started today. The temperature slightly dropped, and we've had sort of 25, 30 mile an hour winds today.
Ooh.
Gusts even in excess of that. So it's been true links golf. I guess it's Scotland is the home of golf.
Yes, it is.
Four seasons in one day. So it's been absolutely a true test. I guess we've got the leaderboard is truly international, and we've got a great test in store for girls tomorrow as well, because I think we may get a bit of rain thrown in there tomorrow as well.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, of course, Tiffany Jo, one of the most personable people on the LPGA Tour, and a lover of surf, and I'm in Hawaii. So she was looking at after shooting, I think it was a 67 after her 62, and then a 67. She said, I wasn't even thinking. That's exactly what you're supposed to not do, right? Don't think too much. Just play low to the ground. I guess you have
to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tiffany came in. She came into the hospitality yesterday. She did a Q&A with our clients, and she was brilliant. Great value. Talked about her surfing, like you say, talked about, I think it's probably one of the first times she'd played links golf, and obviously mentioned that she'd played it in pretty benign conditions, and I think she was obviously expecting the wind to come today. And I guess it's a challenge for all the players, and they've all done really well today. She's
she felt the wind in, she felt the wind today. Harry, the wind got her. But Amy Yang, 66, 66, 73, tied with Arya Jutanugarn, 67, 65, 73. We see these ladies over at Ko'olina when the Lotte is in town. So you've got a great, great leaderboard going on with Minji Lee, Heiji Kang, So-Young Ru, Carlotta Chiganda. This is a great leaderboard for the Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. Now, as a tournament director, Harry Owen, do you have to make sure that Amy gets a birthday present today?
I think maybe we'll keep celebrations all night until tomorrow. But like I said, I think the sort of strength of the leaderboard is really testament to the vision of the guys at Aberdeen Standard Investments and Visit Scotland, Scottish Government, because there's been the desire to really make this tournament one of the best on the tours. By co-sanctioning, this is the second year that the tournament's been co-sanctioned. And we've got a world-class player field. We've got a $1.5 million prize fund, which is one of the largest certainly on the Ladies European Tour, and outside the majors on the LPGA as well. So it's absolutely fantastic to be here. And tomorrow is going to be another day for all these players. I think, the trick is obviously to try and keep a, good rhythm, not hit the ball too hard. Obviously, there's going to be some unlucky bounces. You're going to be playing, downwind, into the wind. So I think, really, they've just got to try and take each shot as it comes.
Harry Owen started playing golf when he was young. He was a caddy for his dad, so he really knows a little bit about what it's like on the course. And I need to ask you, Harry, between Amy Yang and Arya Jutanugarn's 8-under, we have Kari Webb and Christy Kerr at 3-under. So the five shots between those two in Lynx golf, is that a big gap?
Not at all.
I think anyone who's played links golf, you just need to get one unlucky bounce into a bunker, or you go up the face of a bunker, and you know that can sadly dissolve in one, two holes. So, like I said, if the breeze picks up again tomorrow, if there's a bit of rain, I think anyone within five, six, eight shots is easily within a shout.
Yeah, and we're lucky because we get to watch on Golf Channel. So look for this tournament on Golf Channel. It's the Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. Michelle Wee was out there. She didn't make the cut. Michelle, of course, is our girl. Yeah, I just have to mention quickly, we are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Of course, we're streaming live at radiogolfclub.com as well as podcast. So you can find us on any of your platforms if you'd like to listen to the show again. What I have to ask you, Harry Owen, how often do you come, do people come to you with problems? I mean, do they come to you with all of the different things that are happening? What's the most unusual request that you've had to fulfill?
Just within the whole sort of golf sponsorship environment?
Yes.
That's a tricky question. I guess what, with the clients we work with, it's like it's a question of identifying, what budgets they've got, what are their company objectives, who are they trying to target.
Yes.
As far as unusual problems, I'm not sure I've got an answer.
It's quite all right. Somebody was telling me as a tournament director, someone can have like an allergy, a reaction, and the tournament director is asked to help figure out what to do. You just handle everything. A lot of people hear about tournament director. What are your responsibilities? That's why I started off with that kind of description of all the things that you're in charge of, the volunteers, you're in charge of everything coming together, and you start months in advance making this all happen, and you've done a great job. Very, very good. Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. It's showing beautifully on television.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it's been great to be part of the team here. And like I said, it's all boiling up nicely for a good day tomorrow.
Absolutely great.
And so, best of luck to all the players. And hopefully, like I said, we'll have a great champion tomorrow. And then they can go on down to the Ricoh Women's British Open next week and enjoy the next major on the circuit.
Absolutely. Harry Owen, Tournament Director of the Aberdeen Standard Investments Ladies Scottish Open. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on the show and taking my quirky question.
No problem. No problem at all. Have a good evening.
You too. Aloha. We've got a winner of our golf balls and our shoe tips. Okay, now the shoe tips are special because these are from Dr. Joe Parent. We had a wonderful David McKenzie mental game coach, and you just need to go to get his newsletter online, that you can do that. It's real simple, and it comes straight to you, okay? So all you do is go to golfstateofmind.com. And it's a free newsletter. And then, of course, if you'd like to have a chat with him, all you have to do is click on that link, and he'll actually do the first one free. So you can have a preview of what it's like interacting with David. But back to shoe tips. These are little reminders of, keep your head still, not necessarily down, or head still, or whatever it is that's a good thought for you to have right before you are preparing to swing. And so they go right on the tip of your shoe, all right? And it's really cool. You can just put whatever the thought is that you want to have. And I was searching through my shoe tips, looking for my shoe tips list. I'll find that for you. But first, congratulations, Paul Silva from Hilo. Paul is the winner of the golf balls and the shoe tips. We're going to come back. I'm going to find those tips. And Todd Lewis, Golf Central commentator, he's over at St. Andrews it's the Senior Open, and we're going to catch up with him and his thoughts about Carnoustie after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, shoe tips. Yes, indeed. There's lots of things that you can put on them. They come with tips for you to put on your shoes. And they interlace in your laces. And then when you're looking down, you look down and you see it, you know, stop thinking. That would be a very, that would be a very good one. One tip that we could get. Now, we're waiting for a gentleman who's going to call in, Todd Lewis, to get back to us. He is on the line right now, so we're not waiting any longer. But I really want to congratulate our winner in Hilo, and thank you for listening in Hilo. And everybody's playing at Volcano, by the way. So you're ready to rock and roll at Volcano. Would you like to play a round of golf today? Okay, let me give you. Volcano has a 10:36. Okay, and Makalei has an 11:30. Poipu has an 11:30. Kapolei has, well, it's kind of close. It's 8:37. It may be gone already. Royal Hawaiian has a 9:36 and a 10:42. Makaha East has a 10:30. The Kahili course, that's on Maui, has a 10. Wailea Gold, they aerated, okay, 2 weeks ago. So things are coming back, but it's wide open and $50 for Kama'aina at the Gold course. All right. Todd Lewis, Golf Central commentator and analyst, on-site reporter for Golf Central and PGA Tour coverage. You can see him. I see him all the time. And I'm always, and then I found out today that he actually plays golf. Welcome into the clubhouse, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. And I'm envious that you're marching around St. Andrews. And I saw on Twitter that you played a round of golf. Where did you play?
I've actually played 3 rounds of golf, and on the European Tour, they have what is called the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, and I played all 3 courses in the rotation. I landed Saturday, the week prior of the Open, and went immediately off the plane to St. Andrews and played the Old Course for the first time. So that was awesome. And then the Monday after the Open, I played Carnoustie at 6:45 in the morning, which was so – it was championship conditions that the world's greatest players just got through playing on Sunday. And I was humiliated.
He said humiliated.
Yeah. And then on Tuesday, I played Kings Barnes, which is a beautiful – kind of like the Pebble Beach of Scotland, as I said on Twitter today. And so those 3 golf courses make up the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship on the European Tour. So I got a chance to play all 3. It was awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So you played St. Andrews for the first time. Was that as special as people say?
It is. I mean, it's majestic. First, the town. If you've never been to St. Andrews, you walk in, you really, it's mystical. I mean, you feel the origins of the game here. You see the great buildings. You see the RNA clubhouse. It's great. And then you go out and play the golf course. And, I mean, it is, you know, it looks like you're playing on the surface of the moon. You don't know where to go. But then you play three or four holes, and you just kind of get the feel of the ground. You know, we're so accustomed in the United States to getting the ball up in the air as high as possible, landed over these sand traps, soft. But there's so many varieties to play this golf course, and most golf courses here in Scotland. It's just, you know, it's such a fun, different way to play the game. And, you know, there's a little bit of luck involved, but a whole bunch of skill and imagination.
You've got to play the ground. You've got to love the ground and keep it low. And Tiger Stinger is really good.
Yes, exactly.
That's the one you practice when you're going to go to Scotland and play. I've looked at this leaderboard, and I'm just so impressed at the champions playing this leader, the Senior Open presented by Rolex at St. Andrews Old Course. This is the first time it's been played at the Old Course. They must be over the moon to be here.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because a lot of players, American players, that normally don't come over for the Senior Open. For instance, Kirk Triplett, who is actually in contention, he told me prior to competition this week, he's like, you know, I just a long ways from Scottsdale, Arizona to Scotland where he lives. And, you know, he just doesn't enjoy the commute. I wouldn't say enjoy. Well, it's not the commute. It's the actual the style you have to play here.
Oh.
You know, he hasn't fared well in it. Vijay Singh has never played a Senior Open. He's playing this week primarily because it's here in St. Andrews. As a matter of fact, usually the entries for the Senior Open is a number somewhere in the 400s. This year they had a record of over 630. So that's an indication of how important it was for those over 50 to come play here for the first and maybe the only time it's going to be held here on the Old Course.
Yeah, and then Miguel Angel Jimenez is at the top of the leaderboard, and Tom Pernice and Bernard Langer and Kirk Triplett. And then, you know, I was talking earlier, Tom Watson, you know, and for a while there, wasn't he like at the top two?
Well, he was leading. He had the solo lead. At one point, he had a two-shot lead after a birdie, I don't believe, the 11th hole, or somewhere early on his back nine. And it was remarkable. I mean, Tom Watson, 68, he shot his age yesterday. And, you know, it was like, holy cow, he's gonna finish Saturday leading this championship. But he played poorly coming in. Now, granted, the wind was in his face a bit. It was a difficult back nine. You know, he's still in the mix, though.
Yes.
And let me just tell you, if Tom Watson wins here at St. Andrews, it would be unbelievable for the game of golf. Again, he's 68 years of age. He's won 5 Opens, 3 Senior Opens, but all of those that he's won, he's never won at St. Andrews. And for him to do that, especially with his wife Hillary fighting pancreatic cancer, that would be a special moment.
Oh yeah. Just goosebumps. Thank good chicken skin. That's what we call it in Hawaii.
Yeah,
that would be really, really something. Okay, Carnoustie. Carnoustie humiliated you. It humiliated a few others. You know, some of the top players in the world. What's your takeaway after being there at Carnoustie?
I am blown away at how we in the golf media and we as golf fans have not paid enough attention to the ultimate winner, Francesco Molinari. And I say that because, I mean, just this is an incredible run here. 5 of his last 6 starts worldwide, he has finished 1st or 2nd. Let that sink in. And he's won on the PGA Tour, the Quicken Loans National, where Tiger was in the field. He won the BMW PGA Championship, which is like the Players for the European Tour, a prestigious event. And, of course, he won at Carnoustie in the Open. In those 3 victories that I mentioned, he didn't make a single bogey in any of his final rounds. He decided at the age of 33, he's like, you know what, I've got all the money I need. I get all the sponsorship endorsements. I want to be a great player. So he made a commitment to not only improve his game, but to get himself out of the comfort level that he is in, moved from, I wouldn't say moved, he still has a home in London, but decided to play full-time on the PGA Tour. He lives in London. He's Italian. And look what it's done to his game. He is a powerful player. He's not flashy. He doesn't hit it 350 yards, but he's consistent. He's mentally strong, and he's going to be a force in the Ryder Cup for Team Europe.
Yes, and he's humble. I mean, that's,
yes,
you know, that's
likable.
Yeah, yes, he truly is. What happened with the switch with brothers? Wasn't his brother supposed to be the big star?
It's funny you say that. You're exactly right. His brother Eduardo was the U.S. amateur champion. He won at Marion, which is a prestigious, historic golf course. But he, you know, it just, as sometimes happens with these great amateur players, they just kind of level off, whereas Francesco went the other direction. Still a very good player, Francesco was. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. Francesco caddied for Eduardo in the Masters the year after he won the U.S. Amateur. So, but, you know, Eduardo's still a solid player, and, you know, who knows, this may inspire him to, like, you know, hey, brother, give me the secret formula. I'm going to be as good as you are.
And so it turns out it's a rugby coach, Allred, who makes people practice ugly and be uncomfortable.
Right.
And you gotta fight your way through and be just keep going. And I guess that's what when you're in a major championship, that's really what you've got to do. If whether you get angry or you're feeling down or something goes wrong, you just have to keep playing through. Something else that I think interesting about Francesco Molinari is he plays with the clubs he feels like. He doesn't have a club deal except for his Bettinardi putter. That's unusual.
You know what, it's becoming a bit of a popular decision on the world's greatest tours. Did you know Patrick Reed, who won the Masters, of course, and Brooks Koepka, who won the U.S. Open, and Francesco Molinari, those are the three major champions. None of them have a club deal.
Huh.
So they can all play what they want. And Patrick Reed talked to me about this after winning the Masters. He said, when I was with my manufacturer, and we won't mention the names, I mean, they're fine quality product, but he said that I was trying to fit my swing into their clubs.
Mm.
But now that I'm a free agent, I can go find the clubs to fit my swing. And it's a little trendy on tour. Now, some might say, why would you give up $5 million in endorsements? Well, that's great, but if you go out and you win a major championship, which those three players have done, and stay consistent, you're going to, A, make more money on the golf course, and, B, pick up maybe $10 million of endorsements because your profile is being raised.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's, I'm so glad to hear that, because I always, it was quizzical to me that why would you just sign with a club that wasn't something that you would pick naturally? You know, if you pick one club you worked with all your life as a kid, you grew up and you got really good at the game, and then all of a sudden you change clubs because they give you $10 million. Huh? Why? I mean, you don't need it. You need to have what you're comfortable with. So this is, I think this is a smart trend. It's awesome to me.
I do understand why young players do it. They're trying to get, you know, they don't know how long this will last, and they'll give them some money to start with, get their career going. But, you know, Reed and Koepka and Molinari are established players, and you know, they've already made their money. They've laid their foundation down financially, and so this is why they did it.
Well, a real pleasure talking with you. I want to ask you if you agree with Walter Hagen, who called the best course in Great Britain Carnoustie.
I think it is the most challenging golf course in Great Britain. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it at that. So. Oh, this is great. Todd Lewis, Golf Central commentator and analyst, and he's the on-site reporter for Golf Central and PGA Tour coverage on Golf Channel. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. A real pleasure talking with you.
Me too. Enjoy your day. I'm going to dinner right now. Yeah. It's just about 7:30 here in Scotland.
I we're all wishing we were walking down through, you know, with you at St. Andrews. So we're vicariously traveling with you, Todd. Thanks. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
We're going to come back, and I think Lewene Mayer is going to call in with some final thoughts on the Ladies Scottish Open. Are you there? Oh, Luween. Oh, that's so good to hear from you. I wasn't sure that you were on the line because we it wasn't blinking like it normally does. Usually flashes at me.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't make it blink, but I've been interested listening to your very interesting conversation about the clubs.
Isn't that something? I mean, to me, it was years ago. I think it was when Rory and, you know, all the big hype over Nike getting this person and people to going here and everywhere was fighting over him. And I thought, I don't know. And then they were having a hard time adjusting to the new clubs. And that's when I thought, why are you doing that to yourself? Your game is awesome. They want you because you've got an awesome game, but your game is based on the clubs that you've been using. So you are a champion golfer in your own right. Would you, let's say you had all the money that you needed, would you still change clubs?
No, I wouldn't. I've written about people down the years. I think Woosnam was one who changed clubs and it didn't quite work. And then who else did it? Mickelson before a Ryder Cup, and he didn't want to talk about it. You know, he wasn't quite happy about what he'd done, I don't think. But it certainly didn't work for him initially.
Yeah, and then you've got to tell them, okay, listen, I want you to make this club the way the other club was. It'll have your name on it.
I know.
Yeah, but make these adjustments. Yes. Let me formally introduce Luween Mayer, Global Golf Post and correspondent. She's author of several books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson, and The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography. I was thinking that Real Monty, he got so grumbly. Colin Montgomery, one of his quotes, when I think he shot a 67, it wasn't that bad. He goes, somebody said, "How? What do you take away from this round?" "No positives at all. Nope, it's all negative in my world."
With Monty, he'll turn around half an hour later and laugh at himself.
Thank goodness.
He really does. I remember I once said to him, "Monty, you know, sometimes when you catch sight of yourself on television, you know, with your shoulders dropped," he said, "I just don't believe it's me."
Ah, yes. And then I love it when people write the rotund Colin Montgomery. I wouldn't want to read anything about myself. We need to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk with Luween Mayer, Global Golf Post, special correspondent. We're going to go to, yes, the Ladies Scottish Open. I'd love your thoughts on what's happening there. You were just at Gullen. What a beautiful course. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Luween Mayer and Global Golf Post writer. She's author, and she's just got back from Gullen, where, of course, the men played the Scottish Open, and the women are playing now the Ladies Scottish Open, and it's a wonderful, God, it's an amazing leaderboard. Really impressive, Luween. seeing Tiffany Joe shoot the 62 and the 67 and then have that 80, I guess conditions changed.
Oh, my goodness, conditions changed. I mean, I was there on the first 2 days. As you know, I've had a bit of a problem with my hip. But, for the first 2 days, it was the most gorgeous weather you've ever seen. I mean, the sea was still, and it was just so lovely. Gillen has never looked more lovely. But then you find that the girls who played well today, you know, some really good scores in considering this blowing a gale, they said this is, I think it was Araya Jutanagon who said, this welcome to the Scottish Open, because this is what they wanted.
Yes.
So, and it has been blowing a gale, but you know, I think it was a storm Hector blew in on the 14th of June, and that was when a whole marquee took off from the top of the hill and was last seen blowing out to sea.
Wow.
And they had wonderful weather for the men's Scottish Open, and then wonderful weather for the first 2 days for the women. And then, my goodness, the skies changed. Today, there were angry black clouds. And that's what half of them wanted. It's just amazing. And my goodness, they played good golf. I mean, we had a couple of 68s today, one from Carlotta Seganda and another from, I was going to say the wrong Ko, but that's a bit unkind, Jin Young Ko. I mean, the 68 today was really fantastic. I think those girls had it, you know, pretty easy for the first five or six holes, and then it started to stir, and my goodness, it stirred.
Yeah.
I think Angela Stanford had a 68, and another girl, Harringjade, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Harringay. Yes.
Harringay.
Yes, Harringay, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just...
But when it was absolutely at its worst, Minji Lee had a 71, and Haiji Kang had a 71, and Amy Yang had a 73, and Jutanagon a 73, and the ends to their rounds were fascinating, if you want to hear a tiny bit about them.
Sure, we have about 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Well, first of all, Jutanagon chipped in from about 40 yards for an eagle at the 16th, and that was on a day when she had no birdies, and she had four bogeys, so four bogeys and an eagle. And then Amy Yang arrived at the short 17th, hit into the bunker, didn't know what to do with her left knee, tried it halfway up the bank, over the bank, in the bunker. I think she ended up halfway out. And then she dropped a shot there, but she did so well. She finished with a birdie for her 73, and those two are tied at the top of the leaderboard. And it's fantastic stuff, and the locals are loving it, I promise you that.
Oh, and what I think is interesting is because of the weather, it doesn't really matter that you're five strokes back. You probably, you know, tomorrow could give anybody anything.
Well, absolutely anything could happen, but it's a superb tournament, and they're all, I tell you what, they're all very impressed, you know, and they're loving playing on the same course as the men played on. And I think, you know, everybody in Gillen loves golf. The whole place is given over to golf, and I just think it's been a wonderfully successful formula.
It is beautiful. It's great having the men and then the women playing on the same course, exactly what we'd like to see more of in the U.S. and just the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour being, you know, following each other in the majors, something that would be very cool. I got to ask you finally, and I'm sorry the light wasn't blinking, so I didn't see you. I always love talking with you. Lancashire, England. Now, that's going to be a completely different golf course, isn't it? It's more parkland.
No. It's links again, but it's just a little way inland. You don't see the sea. What you're going to see is a whole lot of bunkers laid out before you, ready to grab you. There are more bunkers there than anywhere.
That's the Rico Women's British. Oh, my. Maybe we'll have to just catch up next week during the Women's British, even if you've just been following on television, because Louine Marr, Global Golf Post, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. I didn't get enough of you. We'll have to do this again soon.
Okay, then. Lovely to talk to you.
Aloha. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so we're going to thank the people who make this show possible because, you know, without them, we wouldn't be on the air. Creative Plumbing, whether you're, you know, a big shopping center, a little just strip mall, doesn't matter, custom home, a little old home that needs to be redone, you know, something that in Manoa that you wanted to really do the pipes on. It's a new build, completely nothing's there and you're starting from scratch or you just need to repair. Call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right, right? Right. Call Creative Plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsman. Well, what they do is they take just about anything. I mean, they could even make you a landing strip with the pavers and the interlocking concrete pavers they've got. If you're doing something more fancy, they've got natural stones. They specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, aquapave, on-site stormwater source control systems. I'm big on that one. You know, because we've got a lot of water. All of a sudden, it's rising. So, and it's falling in, and we're getting flooding. So, that's something to think about. Rainer doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Did you hear you say that's the first impression people have of your house? You know, that's why putting in a Rainer door increases the value of your home. Let's say you want to sell, you know. So that's a really good idea. But just make your house more beautiful. You come home and everything's gorgeous. You feel really good. It's Rainer doors. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business, your home. It's Rainer doors. And the number is 676-3669. I want to thank you for your money. And thank you for listening to the show. You can always hear it again if you miss something, you'd like to catch it. And it's RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.